From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's foreign minister says officials from the foreign ministry and military are going to Russia Wednesday to discuss potential solutions to the conflict in Syria. The announcement comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would work toward restoring full relations with Turkey, but cautioned that rebuilding trade ties will be time-consuming. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau spoke on whether President Recep Erdogan's visit to Russia will impact American interests.
As I said, not a zero-sum game. You know, these are sovereign nations. They have relationships around the world. Turkey and Russia have common goals, not only in the fight against Daesh, but within the ISSG, taking a look at the situation in Syria.
Trudeau said U.S. relations with Turkey are strong. The United Nations is warning that more than 2 million people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity, and it called for a halt to fighting to repair the damaged infrastructure and deliver humanitarian aid. UN agencies have repeatedly called for weekly 48-hour humanitarian pauses to provide desperately needed aid to Aleppo's residents and evacuate them, but these have not materialized. The UN Syrian envoy said last month that he hoped to resume the third round of intra-Syrian talks at the end of August. But Syrian Western diplomats say there could not be any substantive negotiations without the stopping of fighting. The Brazilian Senate has voted to begin the impeachment trial of embattled President Dilma Rousseff, a move that could officially hand over power to her former vice president and current interim president, Michel Temer. The Senate suspended Rousseff in May.